Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Business interruptions caused by the hurricanes from 2 months ago certainly affected employers and employees alike. Our next guest says the extent to which companies could still require workers to show up to work in this type of situation has been challenging in our state's employment at will environment. Joseph Seiner is the Oliver Ellsworth Professor of Federal Practice at the Joseph F. Rice School of Law at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, where he joins us from now by phone. Joe, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, a longtime listener, and I really appreciate everything you do for the community, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that very much. Tell us, have you seen some conflicts arise in the workplace because of the recent natural disasters?
Yeah, it's natural. Workers who have difficulty getting to work or showing up, and you have employers that need those workers more so than ever. It can be a difficult topic to address because, at least in our state, we operate under a real strong employment at will principle. So technically, if push comes to shove, there's little recourse for workers if they're reprimanded for not showing up to work, even if it is for some type of natural disaster. At the same time, employers generally understand these types of challenges and issues that can arise. For smaller employers in particular, it can create challenges and force workers to have to seek other employment, which means that you'd have to be able to avail yourself of protections of unemployment that exist in our state while you search for other types of jobs.
And so you have indeed seen this affect the small business community or maybe locally grown employers more than the big national companies that might be here?
Yeah, and what you see from a national standpoint is those bigger companies are anticipate this to a much greater extent, are able to recover from these types of disasters because they have larger insurance and they have a greater ability to mobilize, fix the situation as best they can. With smaller businesses, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, they end up shuttering their doors and moving on, and that can create real disruption, economic disruption. I mean, you can see the ripple effects of that when businesses aren't in the community. That's going to hurt all kinds of economic conditions.
Is there any recourse for an employee who, you know, maybe ends up being let go as a result of this? You know, the employer just says, hey, look, I've just got to have somebody. I can't wait for you any longer. Is there any recourse at all for an employee in this situation?
There unfortunately is not, and that's really, you know, it goes back to our basic concepts of employment at will in the state, this idea that you can be fired even for a bad reason, as long as it's not an illegal reason, and not showing up to work is probably a better reason than some of the explanations that are given to employees in some situations. So really, it falls on the employee to have to pursue other forms of governmental relief, whether that's unemployment insurance or some of the disaster funds that are established through groups like FEMA or other national or state emergencies that are called. So the short answer is there really just isn't much recourse for the employee other than to try to find some type of benefits while they work their way through the disaster and attempt to find another job.
And is it, I guess, maybe possible that since we've got such a tight labor market right now that, you know, an employee who becomes unemployed because of this would not probably have any trouble finding a new job?
Well, that's a great point. And we are certainly, that's one of the things helping employees in this situation is that it is so difficult to find good employees that something like a natural disaster, most employers are going to do their best to accommodate workers in that type of situation. When you get into the challenges that we have in this area, you see like in Asheville, and you have communities that are just really destroyed, and there's not other opportunities that you can seek quickly or seek immediately because it's affected such a large swath of the community, and that can take time to build back up. So certainly there are those opportunities to get other jobs. The sad thing is when it could force an individual to have to really either leave the community or drive longer distances to try to get that other type of employment opportunity.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure as always. I appreciate it.
Joseph Seiner is the Oliver Ellsworth Professor of Federal Practice at the Joseph F. Rice School of Law at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. And remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.